A cargo vessel thought to be carrying Iraqi oil sank in the Arabian Gulf today after being boarded by a U.S. search party. At least one member of the vessel's crew drowned. Three other crew members are still missing, as are two Navy sailors who were on board when the ship went down. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The vessel Samra was intercepted before dawn this morning while steaming through the northern Arabian Gulf. The Samra was flying the flag of the United Arab Emirates, but its captain and crew were Iraqi. A U.S. Navy spokesman in Bahrain, who's not identified under Fifth Fleet policy, says eight sailors from the USS Peterson boarded the Samra to check it out.
The vessel was carrying illegally 1,700 metric tons of Iraqi oil.
That's more than 500,000 gallons of crude oil, which is barred from leaving Iraq under U.N. sanctions. Inspections like this one are routine for the multinational maritime interception group, which enforces the sanctions, but today something went wrong, and the Samra sank. Most of the crew and inspectors were quickly rescued, but helicopters continue to search for three missing crew members and two Navy sailors. The spokesman says there was no immediate indication of why the Samra went down.
We don't have a reason for why the vessel actually sank. An investigation is currently underway to determine the reason for the vessel sinking and the causes.
He notes the ship was overloaded and none too seaworthy to begin with.
The ship was determined really to be in overall poor condition. It was exceeding its cargo capacity. It was carrying, as far as we've been able to discover, an undetermined amount of bagged grain in the upper hold in order to hide the existence of the contraband oil tanks.
The names of the missing sailors have not been released. They're members of a regular boarding team from the destroyer Peterson, which is based in Norfolk, Virginia. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told CBS today the sinking appeared to be an accident.
The best information we have as of now is this was one of many tankers that we seize and confiscate as part of the maritime interdiction operation. It is a reminder that at the same time we're conducting a war in Afghanistan, we have military engaged in Bosnia and in Kosovo and in Iraq and in Korea. The world remains a dangerous place, not just in Afghanistan.
Meanwhile, there's a report that the crew of a second vessel, also thought to be carrying Iraqi oil, has abandoned ship. A regional environmental group says that vessel is now moving without command in the northern Gulf, near Iranian waters. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.